This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Medical Frontiers is an informational program sponsored by the Allegheny Health Network. The information featured on Medical Frontiers is intended solely to further the public's general knowledge of current developments in the field of medicine and should not be relied upon as offering advice, diagnosis, or opinions as to any individual treatment or problem. Nothing should replace the relationship that you maintain with your personal physician.
Well, good evening. Dr. Gerald Pfeiffer here with a session of Medical Frontiers on this beautiful evening in Pittsburgh. And Rob Pratt, I guess autumn is here.
Autumn and rain.
Yeah. How about that? We needed the rain.
Amen.
It was a very dry summer.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Very dry. And so now the days are getting shorter. And when I go home, I'll be driving in the dark. Okay, tonight we're going to be talking about a neurosurgical procedure that is relatively new. We're going to be talking about that with a very special guest, a gentleman that I just met a little bit ago, Dr. Akash Agarwal. Dr. Agarwal is a neurosurgeon, and he spent some training in at Hershey, Penn State Hershey. That's where you did your residency, and spending some time there practicing neurosurgery, and he saw the light and came to Pittsburgh and is now with AHN for 4 or 5 years. It's really great to meet you and talk to you before and now on the air about a procedure that you do that is relatively not real common. In the United States, in the world, but you have certainly done dozens of these procedures now over the past couple of years. And welcome to Medical Frontiers, Dr. Agarwal. Really appreciate it. His wife is also a physician and works at St. Margaret's as a hospitalist, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. And he has a couple of young kiddos that go to Falk Chapel, and so he is acclimated to Pittsburgh, but he still spent some time in Detroit, so he's a Detroit Lions fan. But that's okay. We accept anybody that's interested in the NFL, and welcome to Pittsburgh and Medical Frontiers.
Tell
us a little bit about what you do. You're a neurosurgeon. And everyone knows that neurosurgeons do brain surgery and tumors and aneurysms and things like that, injuries to the head and so on. But neurosurgeons also take care of the spine, cervical and thoracic and lumbar spine. And I know that you've had training in that. And I did some of that work back when I was a young orthopedist because we didn't have many neurosurgeons around in at Allegheny General, where I train. So tell us a little bit about what you do, and then introduce us to this procedure called the Intracept.
Sure. Yeah, I do, neurosurgery's kind of expanded into different things, and a lot of it is spine surgery of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine, and also brain surgery. And so I have an interest in both, and we see a lot of patients with a lot of back issues and neck issues, and so we have to find the right ways to help them and treat them. And so one of the techniques that I've started using and is a procedure called Intercept that was developed over the last several years and is really treated for people with chronic axial back pain, which has not improved with other conservative measures.
Okay. And the conservative measures, talk about that. Somebody has back pain. I think all humans at one time or another have some back issues. I certainly have, and I don't know whether you have, but it can be very annoying because, as I was telling Rob during a tease, the low back is very important. You know, that's the connection between the pelvis and the spine. And so it never really gets a whole lot of rest because it's a structural thing that keeps us together.
Right. And, you know, it's probably one of the most common reasons people visit their primary care doctor is for back pain. And there's a lot of different reasons that people get back pain and different types of back pain. And, you know, we try to manage this with medications or therapy and sometimes even injections. And, you know, if those things don't work, then there's surgical options and other techniques to kind of help manage some of this.
Tell us a little bit more detail about the Intercept concept. It is done minimally invasively. It's an outpatient procedure.
That's correct.
And it actually, a sensory nerve that could be associated with back pain is destroyed, what we call ablated.
And, correct.
And tell us a little bit about that.
So for this particular procedure, we look for patients who have certain findings that suggest that they are a candidate for the procedure. We call it vertebrogenic back pain, which is a back pain that is most commonly associated with the vertebral end plates or the bony parts of the spine.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
And when we identify patients that have the criteria, the procedure basically involves ablating or burning a nerve, which is a purely sensory nerve, which doesn't have any motor function to that nerve. And what we found is that when that nerve is ablated or burned, people have improvement in their chronic back pain.
And that can be done at various levels in the lower back.
That's correct. It's the FDA has approved it for the lower spine only, the lumbar spine, at levels starting at 3 down to the tailbone, it's an outpatient procedure that has shown to have a lot of good benefit.
Is that done under local or general anesthesia?
We usually do it under general anesthesia just for patient comfort, but mm-hmm. it can be done under sedation.
Uh-huh.
But most commonly, we try to do it under general anesthesia for right. patient comfort.
And the patient can go home a couple hours after the procedure?
Absolutely. Yeah. Small one centimeter incisions and they're usually home, before lunchtime if it's done first thing in the morning.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. And do they? What about the recovery? Are the things that they have to stay away from for a period of time?
Usually not. The recovery time is pretty minimal. It's basically recovering from the anesthesia and some mild discomfort from the incisions. But the downtime is pretty minimal, and they can get back to their normal activities pretty quickly.
I know you've done quite a few of these. I think you said you've done about 100 procedures, something like that. And what percentage of those patients have you found have had some relief of back pain?
Yeah, we've had really good results, and we'd say, close to 75%, 80% of patients have had improvement in their back pain after undergoing the procedure. Now, I tell people that it's not always instantaneous, and sometimes that can take a while to see the effects of the procedure. But, all in all, patients have reported improvement.
Yeah. Those nerves, do they innervate some of the soft tissues in the back, the ligaments and...
This particular nerve does not do that. It primarily innervates the top and the bottom of the bone called the vertebra, the vertebral body.
So it's very localized.
Correct.
The end plates of the intervertebral space where the disc is. But you don't really do anything to the disc.
Correct.
You go right to the money.
Right to the nerve. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this is Medical Frontiers. We're talking about a new procedure that Dr. Agarwal has introduced to the area. And if you have low back pain and you think you might be a candidate for this type of procedure, give us a call at 866-391-1020. We'll be back. Okay, we are back on Medical Frontiers. And we're talking about the Intercept procedure for chronic back pain. And our guest is Dr. Akash Agarwal, who's a neurosurgeon with Allegheny Health Network, works primarily at Jefferson Hospital. This is a procedure that can be done as an outpatient under local or sedation or general anesthesia, usually, in and out surgery, which is really amazing. And I think that, certainly this is not for everybody. But like you say, back pain, lower back pain, is one of the most common ailments of the musculoskeletal system. And I guess since we have been walking upright,
that's right.
In a bipedal position, we put so much stress and strain on the back, holding our spine to the pelvis and everything. And like I said before, it gets used every day. And it's hard to rest your low back.
It is. You're constantly on your feet, and it's difficult to, find some time to let those muscles and ligaments and all those things that hold you upright kind of take a break.
Right. And because it's such an important structure, it's easy to be injured. I mean, we have good stability of the spine by and large, but if you're in accidents, if you fall, if you're osteoporotic, don't have enough calcium and phosphorus in your bones and so on, you can have fractures. And I know you do a procedure called a kyphoplasty. Tell us a little bit about that.
The kyphoplasty has been around a long time now, and it's a great procedure in patients with osteoporotic bone that get fractures. If they don't have improvement with bracing and they continue to have needs for, you know, pain medications and the fracture is not healing, it's a great procedure where we put some cement in the bone and stabilize the bone.
It's amazing. And this cement is the same cement methylmethacrylate that we used for joint replacements.
That's right.
When we first started doing joint replacements, they were all cemented in. Now so many are, put in cementless, and there's bony ingrowth into the implant and so on. But so that's kind of tricky because you have to get that cement into that vertebral space before it sets up.
That's right, yeah.
And so the timing has to be absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
But it's amazing. Once that is done, and we're talking primarily about compression fractures of the vertebral body, where it's just crushed from a fall, or sometimes they just happen spontaneously in somebody who is osteoporotic, and there's a lot of pain involved.
That's right. Yeah, it can be very painful, just like any fracture. We've also, take care of patients who have metastatic cancer fractures of the spine in a similar manner. You can treat them also with the cement and stabilize their bone, and
absolutely,
they can get their radiation if they need radiation too.
And it used to be that it had to be opened up with a big incision and so on to help provide stability and some comfort for people who had lesions in their spine from another part of their body where they had cancer in the breast or kidney or something like that. So there's been a lot of you're a young man, but there's been a lot of improvement in the technology, even in your career.
Absolutely. I from the time that I finished my training and now, technology and and innovation is remarkable with what we can do, and with the size of the incisions, now robotics and artificial intelligence is starting to become part of what we do in medicine. So it's pretty remarkable, and all of these things are really to benefit patients.
Absolutely, in our length of stay in the hospital is so much shorter, and so on. But that's one of the things that's interesting about medicine is that you have to continue to learn new things, new techniques, new medications, and so on, that type of thing. So it's a constant activity to keep up with what's going on. As I know, at the end of my surgical career, I was doing things that I hadn't even thought about during my residency, my training.
Sure.
So,
and you probably realized that your incisions were different sizes and
absolutely,
all sorts of things that you evolved over your career.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And I've told a lot of people when I first came to train at Allegheny General, the average length of stay was right around 2 weeks, 14 days.
Wow.
And now it's less than 2 days. Yeah. So that's taking all comers. It's amazing, like heart surgery used to be in the hospital for weeks afterwards, and now no longer. With our total joint replacements, used to be in the hospital sometimes for 2 or 3 weeks.
Now some people are getting their knees done and going home the same day.
That's right, outpatient surgery for a total knee or a total hip. It's really incredible. Yep. And now they can have outpatient surgery for this procedure that you've introduced.
Yep.
It's really great. Okay, well, we need to take another break. And if you have low back pain, or if you've had this procedure, this Intracept procedure, we'd love to hear your story. Give us a call, 866-391-1020. Or if you want to make an appointment with doctors with AHN, you can go to 412-DOCTORS or online, ahn.org. We'll be back after.
Medical Frontiers is an informational program sponsored by the Allegheny Health Network.
Okay, we're back out of the break. Medical Frontiers this evening, Dr. Pfeiffer with That Dr. Akash Agarwal, a neurosurgeon from Allegheny Health Network, does his work at Jefferson Hospital, part of the Allegheny Health Network. And we're talking tonight about chronic back pain and what can be done if we have chronic back pain. And so why don't we go right to the phone lines. And Steve, you're our first caller this evening. How are you?
Very good, sir. How are you tonight?
Great. Steve from Greensburg. What's your question?
Yes sir. You and I were colleagues many, many years ago back in the 339th General Hospital.
Oh, how about that? Yeah? Yeah.
I was an OR tech.
Okay.
Way back when was...
And I was, I was an orthopedic resident. Remember when we were almost called up and then they called it off? Yeah.
Yes, indeed, I do.
Okay. What's your question, Steve?
I had a serious fall over 20 years ago, and I've had a compression of L1. I've seen several neurosurgeons, like four altogether, two from Allegheny General, two from UPMC. And they all tell me the same thing. There's nothing surgically they can do to help me. We've looked at, I've had radio frequency ablation a couple of times. I've had injections several times. And it's a compression at L1. So because it's L1, I don't qualify for the Intracept procedure. And I'm now looking at spinal cord stimulation. And I wonder if you could enlighten me a little bit about the spinal cord stimulation, because it's a non-invasive procedure as well, even though you do have an implant. But there's so many different varieties, some with paresthesia and some without. And, you know, I really don't want to put up with the needles going in and out all the time that you get with paresthesia. So what's some opinion on this procedure?
Well, excellent question. Dr. Agarwal,
sure.
You're on.
So I think, spinal cord stimulators are excellent options for people with chronic back pain who have failed other modalities like you have. One of the hallmarks is you have to go through a trial first, and, that's usually facilitated either by a neurosurgeon or a spine surgeon or even a pain management physician. And provided that you have improvement in your symptoms with a trial, then an implant is a reasonable option for you. The technology has improved significantly over the last 10 to 20 years in spinal cord stimulation, and I think it's a really good and a viable option.
And I think the people who have a good relief with the trial have an excellent chance of the spinal cord stimulator helping them.
That's correct. Yeah.
Does that answer your question, Steve?
I was told that I was given advice that my local hospital here, because I'm in Greensburg, they have a pain management clinic, and one of their anesthesiologists is skilled in the trial procedure where they put the wires into the spine, but everything else is external during the trial. But I guess my question is, there's so many different varieties between manufacturers and what have you of the stimulators. What's the latest technology best option in terms of, without suffering any side effects, I'll say?
Well, that's of course there's a lot of manufacturers of the spinal cord stimulators, and their technologies are very similar. They may have unique proprietary portions of their stimulator or the way that their stimulators work. That's something that I think best is discussed with your pain management physician or whoever's going to be doing the trial for you. They can kind of better answer that and what what.
So when they do the trial, will they use the same device that would be implanted?
That's correct. Yeah, most oftentimes you don't try to do a trial with one system and then implant a different system. That's usually not the best way to do things.
Very good. You've answered my question. Thank you very much, and appreciate talking to you again, Dr. Pfeiffer.
Okay. Good luck to you, Steve. Hope you can find some relief. Yeah, that was a Army Reserve unit during the Vietnam War, and Steve was a surgical tech in there, and I was an orthopedic surgeon in training, you know. And we had all the specialties covered, from plastic surgery, neurosurgery, cardiology, gastroenterology, and everything. We were stationed in East Liberty at their Real Street Armory, you know, and so it's interesting to have.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Made touch with somebody who was in the same unit, the 339th General Hospital unit.
Brings back a bunch of memories, doesn't it?
Yeah, for sure. So, you do also surgery for spine trauma and so on. And the spine is a section of the musculoskeletal system that very often is injured in high-speed accidents, auto accidents, motorcycle accidents, bicycle accidents, et cetera. Say a little bit about that. The technology of injuries to the spine, that has changed a lot, too, in the last couple of decades.
Yeah, it has. And, you know, with the advent of airbags and seat belts and all of those things, you know, the mechanisms, the way that the injuries occur are different, but they still can be pretty devastating and pretty gruesome. So, you know, when we see those, you try to, you know, assess what is the best way to stabilize the spine.
And sometimes, even when somebody is paralyzed, especially paraplegics and so on, which is their legs are paralyzed, they can still use their arms, is that oftentimes the spine has to be stabilized so that they can be in a sitting position in a wheelchair. You don't want it to be all floppy, so it has to be stabilized, usually with metal rods and so
sure.
on. And then, of course, quadriplegic, which would be your cervical spine injuries, where you don't have any use of your arms or legs, you know. And sometimes the spine also has to be stabilized so that those folks can be positioned in a sitting position.
That's correct. You know?
So, yeah. And certainly the technology has improved a lot with the instrumentation that is used. Sometimes you don't have to use a big, big incision. You can do it, with smaller incisions.
Smaller incisions, yeah, absolutely.
Which is helpful for everyone. Because these patients, very often, if they have a severe injury to the spinal cord, or they need special care.
That's
and
right. Yeah.
So they certainly need to be stabilized. Yeah. Okay, we need to take a break. This is Medical Frontiers. We're talking about spine injuries and low back pain, and especially the Intracept procedure for low back pain. So give us a call at 866-391-1020 if you think you might be a candidate for that. And remember, you can always make an appointment with HN physicians by going to ahn.org online, or 412-DOCTORS by phone. We will be back after the break. Okay, we're back for our last segment of Medical Frontiers. This evening we're talking about low back pain and the concept of Intracept procedure for the chronic low back pain with a neurosurgeon who is a neurosurgeon at Jefferson, part of the AHN health system. Let's go to our phone lines. And Judy, you're our next caller. Good evening.
Good evening. I always love your shows. And tonight I can say anyone that's listening, and they are apprehensive when it comes to back surgery. I can honestly say I've had more than one done through AGH, and I'm still able to do everything that people can do that have never had surgery. And for the most part, I am pain-free, which I find amazing considering the pain that I have had at different times being caused from my spine. And at this point in time, my spine is pretty much rebuilt from my where it connects at my neck, like up towards my head, all the way down through my spine. I'm pretty much all artificial.
How many surgical procedures have you had on your spine?
I want to say two or three at different times.
Okay.
The most radical was the last one.
Okay. Did you have some rods put in your spine?
Oh, I believe there are rods. I don't really care what they put there. all I care about is that I'm still able to do everything that a human's supposed to do.
Yeah. How long ago did you have your surgery?
The first one was numerous years ago, and then I have had two since then.
And your most recent surgery?
You're asking a person who also needs some things done to their brain.
Well, let's say instead of months or years, can you remember maybe close to how long has it been? Has it been over a year?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
It has been.
Well, and you're doing better.
I definitely am, and I can honestly say that as a general rule, I have no pain.
Well, that's great. And I
can function just like a regular human, even though in many ways I'd say I'm kind of like a bionic woman.
Okay. I know we're never supposed to ask a woman how old she is, but...
Oh, that's okay.
How old are you?
I'm into my 80s.
Okay, that's great.
I was born in 1942.
Okay. All right. Well, that's great. We're so happy that you are doing well, Judy. Dr. Agarwal, do you have anything to say to Judy?
That's amazing. Good for you.
And I thank you for all the wonderful doctors.
Okay. Well, thank you for the call. Okay.
Most welcome.
Really appreciate
Bye.
It. The care of the spine has, as we've said many times this evening, has changed a lot. And one of the things that that I have observed, we've gotten better at taking care of problems with the spine to give patients more comfort and be able to do their activities of daily living. We call them the ADLs. Because if you have pain in your spine, it can be very debilitating.
That's, yeah, definitely, definitely.
And, yeah. And you don't want to be taking narcotics and medications the rest of your life because of pain. And if there's something that could be done, you should have it evaluated.
Yeah, and that's also the great part of this procedure that we've started doing is that it can reduce your narcotic use because you reduce your pain.
But I would say that for a while, I don't know how it is today, but back several decades ago, probably most legitimate prescriptions for pain was for musculoskeletal pain, and primarily the spine.
Correct. Yeah. Probably.
And, a lot of that also is how we abuse our spine with perhaps the occupation, and if you're a bricklayer or a mason, a carpenter or whatever, you put a lot of stress and strain on the spine.
Absolutely.
And you can aggravate it by those types of work, like and coal miners.
Environmental factors are a very big part of, back pain.
Right, right. Okay. Did you have fun tonight?
I did. I enjoyed it. Thank you.
Okay. Well, this is Medical Frontiers. We're going to be saying goodnight here soon, but what do you see in the future, just in 30 seconds?
I think it's just, technology is just going to take medicine, even further. With robotic technology, artificial intelligence is the big key word now, AI. It's going to revolutionize the way that diagnoses are made and managed.
Okay. Well, it's nice meeting you, and you did a great job, and we'll do it again.
Thanks
so much, Dr. Agarwal, neurosurgeon from AHN, does his work at Jeff. If you want to make an appointment with him, you can do that through 412-DOCTORS or AHN.org. This is Medical Frontiers saying goodnight. We'll be back in a week.
Medical Frontiers was an informational program sponsored by the Allegheny Health Network. The information featured on Medical Frontiers was intended solely to further the public's general knowledge of current developments in the field of medicine and should not be relied upon as offering advice, diagnosis, or opinions as to any individual treatment or problem. Nothing should replace the relationship that you maintain with your personal physician.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.